This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We take you now to the town of Little Plumpton, Lancashire County, up in the north of England, by way of the Global Petroleum Markets Crude Oil Division, which, for the American benchmark West Texas Intermediate, officially closed today in bear market territory, down 21% from its most recent highs last month. A big chunk of that decline is because of a supply glut, which gets us back to Little Plumpton, where a company called Quadrilla has a three-month exploratory project going to see whether it can make money fracking natural gas from shale deposits. But as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports, Quadrilla's run into some problems.
On the roadside outside the fracking site, the protesters have settled in for the long haul. Celebrity supporters drop by and folk singers serenade the activists. The aura of peace and love is dispelled when a truck enters or leaves the premises.
The sooner you bankrupt, the better!
Shame on you!
Shame on you! Get another job!
The protesters believe that fracking will pollute the air, poison the water supply, ruin the landscape, and exacerbate global warming.
Fracking is wrong because we have to get rid of fossil fuels if our grandchildren are to have an environment fit to live in.
But this roadside resistance isn't Quadrilla's biggest headache. That would be the earthquakes. Since they started fracking here 3 weeks ago, they've had to stop for 18 hours on three separate occasions because they triggered earth tremors above the permitted threshold. It's this, claims protester Bob Dennett, that will spell the end of this technology in Britain.
It's costing them £94,000 per day to run this site. And every time they have to stop for 18 hours, that's costing them $70,500.
That's $90,000 every time fracking stops. Quadrilla has asked for the tremor threshold to be raised. So far, the government has refused.
In his laboratory at nearby Manchester University, geology professor Ernest Rutter is measuring the strength and structure of rock. He says Quadrilla has to suspend operations when it triggers an earthquake of only 0.5 on the Richter scale, which would never be felt on the surface.
It's too low, in your view.
Oh, it's far too low, yes. If you compare this with the situation in the United States, depending on the state, the kickoff level is about 1,000 times stronger.
He says Britain's low tremor threshold is part of the cautious approach to fracking after Quadrilla caused a 2.3 magnitude earthquake in 2011. That stoked opposition, led to a 7-year moratorium, and slowed the progress of this technique here.
It has certainly been very, very slow. Ridiculously slow, really. I'm sure that the Americans would laugh at the British for how slow this process has been.
At least one local business leader shares his frustration. Babs Murphy, head of the Northwest Chamber of Commerce, hopes this region will become a centre for the European fracking industry.
Lancashire was at the heart of the Industrial Revolution, yeah? And we're a pioneering county, so why not embrace this new industry?
She says local companies have already sold $15 million worth of goods and services to Quadrilla, and if the test fracking proves positive, they're eager to tap into what could be hundreds of millions. But I've spent 2 days in this region, and Murphy was the only business person I could find prepared to voice support for fracking.
Why isn't this county full of business people bursting with enthusiasm and eager to talk about this subject?
The business community actually want it. What they don't want are protesters outside of their premises.
Stop shoving me! I've got nowhere to go!
You're all bullies!
Protesters and police continue to clash at the fracking site. The protesters say they'll stay until the site shuts down, but Quadrilla has spent $130 million so far prospecting for gas in the UK. It isn't about to walk away either. In Little Plumpton, Lancashire, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.